Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations.
Tips and tricks.
Products we love.
And brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it.
We made it to Friday.
Yeah, thank fuck it's Friday. How are you, mate?
I'm all right. It's actually so bad. You know, like when you feel like you're actually wishing your life away. But this week, that's been my headspace, really.
Well, it's been frustrating for you because you had to have Axel off for the first 3 days of the week and you had to take him to the hairdressers because, poor little thing. Yeah. You know, he wasn't well, but he wasn't that bad. But the school were like, oh, you know, you've got to come and collect him. And then you just had to traipse him around with you. And like, it's hard when you haven't got childcare at home. Loads of people listening will be in the same reality that you had your week mapped out and then suddenly it went into flux.
Exactly. I know. Yeah. And I'm actually on a girly weekend this weekend. So I had to try and cram five days of work into 4 days anyway. And I'm going to Edinburgh. As this goes out. In fact, I can share this secret now. So basically, my flight actually isn't till 1 o'clock on Friday.
Okay.
But I told Judgy James my flight's at 9. So I've got a cab coming to pick me up at like 7:30 in the morning and I'm just going to get it to take me to Canary Wharf and I'm going to have breakfast by myself. Because my friends were like, oh no, I don't want to get a 9 o'clock flight. And I was like, why? Like, because I don't know, maybe they think they lie in or something. I don't know. Two of them haven't got kids, one has.
Oh, that's it.
And so they want to get a 1 o'clock. So I'm thinking, 1 o'clock, that's basically midnight.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and make the most of my morning because I just don't want to do the getting to school and like all that stuff on Friday morning. I just want to leave the house.
And the award for best lie goes to Georgia Dayton, ladies and gentlemen. You evil genius, you.
Isn't it a good idea though? Like, seriously, I just get up and leave the house. I won't have to do all the school running and stuff and I'll just enjoy my breakfast by myself.
Now, for any of our Scottish listeners, if you see Georgia out and about this weekend, absolutely shit-faced, do go over, take some video footage, message me on Instagram, just let me know what she's up to.
Don't take video footage.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah. What's the plan anyway?
I am really looking forward to it. We've got some dinners booked. We're having our makeup done at Bobby Brown, which will be fun. We're just nice dinners, drinks. Oh. Yeah, one of our friends has actually just moved up there. She lived in Hong Kong for like 7 years, I want to say. And she's just moved back with her husband and their little one. And then they've moved to Edinburgh. So we always do like a weekend away at Christmas or like a big night out. And because she's just moved, we thought we would go and like base ourselves in Edinburgh, which is what we can do. So then she can dip in and dip out because you know what it's like when you move, if you've got a young one, they don't maybe don't want to be left that much. So she can just come and join in when she wants to. So yeah.
I have a great story about Edinburgh. So when I was during my comedy acting days, I know people listening would be like, what? You did comedy acting? Yeah. I was in a series with Nicholas Lyndhurst. Very funny on BBC One. Anyway, I went to the comedy festival in Edinburgh. And
Is it called The Fringe?
It's called The Fringe. And I was there with, there was a big group of us from my agency and we're all up there having drinks in this bar one night. We'd been to see a few plays during the day, whatever. And I was queuing to get my coat from back in the days where you could put your coat in a cloakroom. And suddenly somebody barged straight into me and I turned around and I was about to say, don't barge into me, you wanker. And it was Christian Slater. Yeah.
Off so of what True did you Romance. Say? Don't barge into me, you.
Christian Slater. Want to go for a drink?
I mean, do barge into me. Oh my yeah. God, that is a great spot.
Isn't it? It was actually my big regret that I didn't like try and sleep with him. Because wouldn't that have been a good one to tell the, you know, the grandkids?
That, do you know what? I mean, and that would have been great podcast content had you have known back then. That would have been a really good story.
Well, I didn't anyway. So today we're going to do the Q&A on an Ask Us Anything. So we asked you guys just to send us in questions about, you know, anything you like and we'll answer it. And there's some rude ones here, which I'm enjoying.
There's some rude ones. Oh my God, I haven't seen them. Oh, yeah. I should look forward to them.
What is George's favourite sexual position?
No, that is not in there. Shut up.
Who's it from? Judgy J. Oh, it's from James.
There is actually a question here, and it's from Victoria. How did Judgy James get his nickname? What's he judgy about?
Oh, yeah, right. Well, let's kick off with that one. Let me just tell
you, yeah, he is judgy about everything, like everything. He can't help himself. And he knows it now. So we can laugh about it, but he will judge just about anything. The way someone wears their socks, the way someone eats their lunch, the way someone closes their curtains. I mean, like, he is so particular about everything. So that is why I call him Judgy James.
It's more anal. Like, as in, he's a lovely person. I love James. Me and James get on really well. It's not that he's an arsehole, but he's so particular. Like, he likes everything just the way he likes it.
Yeah, but he's not particularly tidy or particularly, I don't know, it's really weird. And that's why I call it him judgy, because I would hate to be in his head, actually. Yeah. Because can you imagine, like, every single thing you look at, like, I wonder why she pours the kettle like that. Oh, why does she put the forks that way? Oh, that's interesting. Can you? I mean, it must be exhausting. So that is why we call him Judgy James.
Yeah.
And it really came to light when we became parents, because he had his own way of doing absolutely everything.
Everything. And Georgia, however, is loosey-goosey.
I am not like that.
This is from Heidi. And this, quite a poignant question, actually. What age did parenting start to feel easier, in brackets, if ever? I'm going to jump in on this one, because I actually feel that I never like to say this, because I know that the bloody gods will like strike me down now, but I actually feel like I'm in a place, apart from a few teething issues around behavior and, you know, bickering between the kids, parenting is easier. Parenting is enjoyable. Aww. And I would say it's been that way since Kit went to school. So I would say, you know, the first 4 years, you're flying by the seat of your pants, you know, constantly feeling like you're drowning. It's exhausting, you know, sleep, you know, food issues, behavioral problems. But actually, I don't know, my three are a joy to be around the majority of the time. I'm really enjoying it at the minute. It's probably going to change next week.
No, do you know what? I was actually going to say, I think it changes when they start school.
Yeah.
So I'm almost there. Like, I keep thinking in my head, you know, when Gigi starts school. And I know it won't be straight away, but, you know, by Christmas, after she started school, I feel like things will be easier.
Yeah.
And I think you do have a period where things are really nice for, you know, when between 4 and maybe like 10, I want to say, maybe things might be a bit easier. And then you go into another bit, don't you? Like the teenage years. Yeah. So I don't know. I think, maybe you get a parent little bit of a break and things ease up a bit for a few years then.
And I think a lot of that is to do with the sleep deprivation, because if you can handle it, you can handle it when you've had a good night's sleep. And if your kids are not good sleepers, everything just seems so much harder, you know. But saying that, you know, Isla is an amazing sleeper. She's 9 years old, but we've got issues with her transitioning between the houses at the moment, and that's throwing up lots of stuff in her. So I think there's always little battles along the way, but I think if you can get rest, you start enjoying it a bit more and you feel like you've got your life back a bit.
Yes, I was going to say. Yeah, I feel like you know where you are when they go to school.
Yeah, you'll get there, Heidi. Hang on
there
in there, mate.
There is a change. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Oh, this is nice. Isn't a question, but she just said, this is Charlotte. Just a thank you for helping me navigate motherhood. You two are fab.
Oh, Charlotte. That's you go really to the top of the class.
You do. Thank you. This is a random one, actually, but it's something that I've been thinking about. Boys' bedroom inspo, which they won't grow out of.
Now, this is good because I'm doing Kit's bedroom at the moment.
Yeah. Because I just wanted, we moved into this house 3 years ago, and, well, not even 3 years ago, actually. And so we probably decorated Axel's bedroom 2.5 years ago, and he already doesn't like it.
Oh, God.
And we didn't, we invested in certain things like wardrobes. He's already got a new bed since then.
Yeah. Has he not got the bunk bed anymore?
He's just got a normal bunk bed now. He had one with a double bed underneath, but that was more like, you know, like if we needed to go in, or like, I don't know, we just didn't need to do that. And also it's dark, really dark blue. And he's got like stickers of like Avengers and things like that and cars, or he's just not into that anymore. Right. And so we are thinking about moving house, and I have really been thinking about this, like, how do you create kids' bedrooms that stand the test of time?
I don't think you can.
Yeah, I mean, I do think like things like wall stickers are really good because they can just be taken off.
Which is exactly what we've done in Kit's room. So I've done like a whole spaceship and space sort of like, I was going to say constellation then, but like a scene that I've stuck on. I got them from, I think I got them from Etsy. I'll post it on our Instagram with a link for you guys. But as Georgia said, they just stick on, stick off. We've gone for like a really lovely dark blue. His wardrobe's a dark blue. And then in terms of everything else, it's stuff that can be moved in and out.
Yeah.
You know, like I haven't gone for any sort of like major permanent fixtures for that reason.
Yeah.
And the blinds they're handmade. We had these blinds and they were just, they're just beautiful, like polka dot, just multicolored polka dot blinds, absolutely gorgeous ones that, you know, my friend's son's got them and he's 12.
Yeah.
So it's like just things like that.
I was going to say, I think if we move, then I will probably go for a more neutral room, only because he's into football now and like blue is not the color that he particularly likes for football. So I probably would go neutral and then just do things like, I don't know, like put football pictures but in nice frames. And then if you just get like a load of nice frames, you can just swap those pictures. I mean, you can probably print them off yourself at home. I just would really think about stuff that's not permanent. I would never paint anything onto a wall or even do like a themed wallpaper. I think just anything you can change easily and quite cheaply, then that would be it.
So Victoria said here, please can you do a UK tour of your podcast live event? Victoria, we love you. And the answer is yes. That is what we're planning for 2023. So we are going to be coming to a town near you. We're going to be hitting all the kind of major cities around the rest of the UK and also Ireland. We are planning that. So yeah, just stay tuned for all those announcements at the moment. But lots of exciting things heading in your direction.
Yay. Well, this is a nice one from Kate. Any suggestions on dealing with going back to work after maternity?
George?
Right. Number one, and I actually think that we got this tip from Toby from my bump pay, and I give this piece of advice to all of my friends when they finish mat leave. Get the childcare in place a couple of weeks before you go back to work. So, for instance, if your child is starting nursery or a childminder or whatever it is, get it in place 2 weeks before you go back, because that way you can just focus on getting your child adjusted, and then also have a few hours or however long it is to yourself to like think about going back to work, to like sort of mentally prepare, to maybe like go and have your hair done if you haven't had a chance to do that, to sort your wardrobe out, to get organized. And then I think it makes that transition so much easier, because the worst thing is going back to work, which you might feel a bit funny about anyway. So you've got all of those emotions and feelings and probably a bit of imposter syndrome and just all sorts of stuff going on there, and then you might have to have the battle of dropping them into a new setting in the morning, then being upset, rushing about. And I just don't think that sets you up very well.
Like,
I think if you can sort of tackle one thing first, and then, you know, when you do go back to work, that takes the stress out of that and the worry out of that. But it will take some time. You know, it's not going to be a couple of weeks and you're going to feel like, woohoo, like I'm back in.
Yeah.
It takes some adjusting.
I completely echo everything that George just said, but I'll talk about the emotional side of it a bit, because I felt this intense amount of guilt leaving Luna, and it was like an outpouring of sadness that I wanted to go back to work, had to go back to work for financial reasons and career reasons. But I don't fight that guilt. That guilt and those waves of like sadness will be there. And I think if you're prepared for that, it's completely normal. You know, leaving your little one and getting back into the working world is really tough. And like, it's really normal. And everybody we speak to experiences that sadness. Like, it will be around for a while. And then suddenly you'll be like, oh, I don't feel sad today. I'm actually really enjoying it. Or the guilt wasn't there today. Or, you know, I think you just got to rock and roll that emotional waves that come and hit you, because it's a big deal. You know, you've spent this undivided attention with you and your newborn, and then suddenly you're not with them and someone else is looking after them, and you're like, you're tearing yourself apart about it. But there's reasons for you going back to work, and you've got to hold those tight in your heart as well. And, you know, spend quality time. It's not quantity, it's quality time when you do, when you are with them. What have you got your kids for Christmas?
Do you know what? I got Axel. I did it. I got him a games console.
Oh,
I
said, what the fuck?
I know.
Who even are you? Hold on a minute. Beep, 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 beep. I'm Judgy James now.
I know. Do you know what it was? It was, all of his friends at school have this Nintendo Switch. And he went to a football camp, must have been October half term, and they were all playing like FIFA or whatever at lunchtime. And he was like, I'm so rubbish at it. Everyone's got one and I haven't, and I don't know how to play it. And I was like, oh, Axel, it doesn't matter. And then he sort of was like, no, it does, because they won't let me play because I don't know how to. And then when he goes around to friends' houses and they might play it for a little bit, he doesn't know how to do it. He doesn't even know what to do. So then I was sort of talking to other parents, and they said, you know what, like, I sort of feel like he's going to have one eventually. So then should we not just get it now and then just get the use out of it?
So I read something the other day about, and it came back, it was actually, I should have posted it on Mama's because it was really interesting. It was like Fantastic Fred or something. And it was like a leaflet that came back in Luna's bag. And it was about how to deal with the holidays when you've got kids. And it was advice for parents saying, you know,
amazing.
It was about, it was really good. I was like, Jesus, here's the book that we've been waiting for. Here's the manual. And it was like, you know, foods for them to eat and exercise. And then it said gaming. It said if you game all day, it's really bad. But if you have a structure around your gaming and you let your child game for 1 hour every single day, if that's what they want, then that's fine. You have to have boundaries and parameters around your gaming. And I think, George, if you just keep that in your head.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm actually not that worried about it, because Axel's really sporty. Like I think I've said before, he actually doesn't have any time at home during the week. He has a club pretty much every night after school. And in a way, it might be quite nice for him to do something where he's just sitting down.
Is it going to be in his bedroom?
No. We're not going to have it in his bedroom. He hasn't got a TV in his bedroom or anything like that. So no, it'll probably be downstairs. And also, do you remember the Nintendo Wii that you can play those sorts of games on it?
Fine.
So that's why I've got Axel. Gigi, I've just got her. I mean, she asked for a foot spa.
Because she's Mariah Carey.
That's where she went, you know, I want one of those things with bubbles that I can put my toes in.
Gigi's like the 3-year-old me. She knows what it's all about in life.
Well, what have you got your kids?
I haven't got anything yet. But it's only the 2nd of December.
I know, exactly.
I've got sort of 3 weeks. I think we're going to get Isla one of those watches that she can send messages to us on, because we're desperate to chat to her.
Cool.
You know, like, I don't really know what they're called. They're called like eye watches or something. But none of us want to get her a phone yet because she's only 9. But actually, we'd really like to be able to chat to her, and we could WhatsApp her on it, and she could do like voice message back to us, and it could ping up on our phones.
Cool.
So I'm just looking at those. So anyone got any good suggestions for those? That'd be great. And then I think the kids, they've written like, you know, the usual slime. You know, Luna wants yet another little baby. But to be honest with you, we're going to Kenya. I just want to take stuff out. The guys that have been working for my, like, up at the charity, my mum, as you know, has got a school in Kenya for kids with HIV and AIDS. And I always take out a suitcase full of like secondhand stuff or stuff that we're not using anymore. And I go up to the school and deliver to the kids without trying to sound, you know, holier than thou. That gives me more pleasure than buying the kids stuff that they've got already. So I always get them to bring out a couple of toys that they're not playing with anymore, and we take them out and we give them to the kids out in Kenya, because it's just better form.
Yeah. And also, again, like, you're having a different Christmas, aren't you? So you're going to be like with your mum, and you're going to be swimming and at the beach and like all that kind of stuff. So and I don't know. I saw something really good the other day, because I think sometimes we're just buying stuff for buying stuff's sake, that they have a pile of presents when they come down in the morning. And someone said you could do this thing where it's like, buy them something what they want, buy them something they need, buy them something to wear and something to read. And
oh, I was like, nice.
That's actually a really good way to do it. So then you're not buying just pointless rubbish. So that's quite a nice way to do things.
Brilliant, love that. Should we go to the one from Hannah, where to get a festive party dress?
Festive party dresses, sequins, not too pricey. Two, we actually did a collaboration with Two a little while back, and they have some incredible sequins, tops, skirts, dresses, all sorts of stuff. Obviously supermarket prices. They always do offers online as well. That's what I like about Two. You can actually just, you can browse online and then you can do click and collect, go and pick up the next day.
So good.
So I would definitely check out Two for sequins. I also think with sequins you really don't have to spend a lot. Sequins are sequins, right?
Yeah.
So they kind of not all look the same, but you know, they all have a certain look about them, so you really don't have to spend loads.
Yeah, do you know what? I'm going to go for one that I saw, and it's reduced at the moment from £109 to £65, and it's on Oasis. It's a silver disc sequin strappy midi dress. It is absolutely gorgeous. It looks like a £300 dress, and it's not. I would go on to Oasis. Oasis are absolutely killing it for party wear. They've also got a t-shirt dress, which is like a shorter one, which is £47, reduced from £80. So I would head on to Oasis. Oasis are a really good shout, and they've also got, which I've ordered, which is a bit of an alternative to a dress. They've got like a wide leg trouser and a matching top that's like a set, which would look amazing on you, George. But sadly, I've got it.
I might have a little look. Also, I have to give a shout out to this dress, and actually, I think I'm going to have to buy it because I'm going to regret it if I don't, and it's probably going to sell out. There's a sequin dress from Next, which I saw the other day when I was in there, and it was sold out. It was just on the mannequin. And it's just a, vest style sequin dress, but it's got fringe at the bottom. It's silver.
Gorgeous.
In real life, it is absolutely beautiful. It's £65, but you could probably, you could put a blazer over the top, you could put a jumper over the top, and it would look like a jumper and a skirt.
Lovely.
You can wear it full glam. It is amazing. It gorgeous. Really, really stood out. So there we go. Couple of options.
Love that.
We'll be right back after this short break.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Now, where were we?
Did you sleep train your kids when babies? Tired mama here, but feel guilty to train.
Oh, no, don't feel guilty, Becca.
Yeah, no, don't.
Leave the guilt at the door. They're taking you, they're robbing you of your sleep.
Yeah.
You know, they should be feeling guilty.
it's on them. No, I get it. And there is so much, especially online, around sleep training and people saying it's a really, really, it's bad and it's harmful and all of this kind of stuff. We've had so many sleep experts on here on this podcast. You could go back and listen to a whole host of different episodes on sleep. And there's definitely different styles of sleep training. There's the really sort of, I guess, harsh cry out. I did that. And it worked for me. We also had the Calm and Bright girls on. Their approach
they're
is slightly
brilliant.
More
Even
gentle.
Jen, they're amazing. We had them on Heart Breakfast as well. They're incredible, those
they
girls.
They are, they're so amazing. So I definitely wouldn't feel guilty. And just sort of maybe go back, listen to the podcast, find somebody who you feel like is, you can relate to and I guess, fits your style of parenting.
Yep.
But I absolutely wouldn't feel guilty, because sleep is the most important gift that you can give them and yourself. Like, it is the most important thing. Like, that's when you repair. That's what your body needs it. Their body needs it. Don't feel guilty. Yeah.
Don't feel guilty. And also, like anything, you know, sleep is just something else that needs work. Like all aspects of parenting, if you're constantly going to your baby and, you know, they're going to get used to you being there constantly, if you want to get out of that and you want to try and teach them to self-soothe, they are going to need a little bit of training. It's not, you know, leaving them in a room to scream out for hours and hours and hours on end if that's not what you want to do. Whatever a sleep trainer will kind of cater something specific and bespoke to you. That's what the Calm and Bright girls do anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely worth investigating. How to build your confidence ready to return to work after mat leave.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, wow. This is such a subject which I feel so passionately about, actually, because I know that after you have a baby, we just don't feel like yourself at all. And, you know, you've spent however long you've had you know, off on your mat leave, constantly just looking after somebody else, putting yourself to the bottom of the lists, you know, going through every single other aspect of your life and focusing on that rather than focusing on yourself. And suddenly you're going to be in a pressured environment again, you know, having to perform. So I think it first starts, and like Georgia said, you know, we've done podcasts on this, with looking in the mirror and being kind to yourself from the first moment you wake up. All those positive affirmations about building your confidence, who you are now as a mother, it will make you so much more, well, you'll be better at your job.
That's what I was going to say. Think about, like, you could even write down all of the new skills that you've picked up. Like, when you think about what parents fit into a day,
yeah,
compared to what, you know, people who, you know, aren't caring for somebody else fit into a day. And it's unbelievable. You're so much more time efficient.
Yeah.
Like, you can juggle so much more, that you have added so much to your skill set by becoming a parent. And I think it's really important not to forget that. So yeah, you might have missed a few things that have been happening at work, or, you know, all that kind of stuff, but you'll pick that up. Like, the skills that you've learned as a parent cannot be taught.
No.
So I think you just have to remember that, and it will take
100%,
a while.
100%, but you can do it.
You absolutely can.
You can do it.
Definitely. Oh, this is from Shelley. What supplements do you take? I want to start, but no idea where or how.
Oh my God, we did a brilliant podcast all around supplements.
We did.
And Georgia, I just saw your story from last night.
Yeah.
Check you out, the old rattling pill pot. You used to take the mickey out of me for taking supplements. Now look at you.
I know.
What are you taking?
Well, I had a blood test, didn't I? So I'm taking all of the stuff that I was deficient in. So I am taking iron tablets. They're like quite high level iron tablets, and they're mixed with something else, vitamin C or something, that means that you can absorb the iron quicker. I'm taking biotin. I'm taking zinc. I am taking a like a gut health kind of all round supplement. What else am I taking? One more, and I can't remember what it is, which is not B12.
B12.
So yeah, they are all the things I'm taking. I think it's, the iron definitely is working. I don't feel tired. That's all I can say. I've been taking it for maybe 8 weeks now. I don't feel tired. It's so weird. I don't get that slump in the afternoon.
That's really great.
Yeah. And I think that's when you get it right. When you're taking things that you do need to supplement, you know, that you're not getting from your diet or your body's not absorbing.
My advice, start with a really, really great vitamin C. And the one that I take is called Ultrient C Liposomal Vitamin C, right? Mm. It comes in a sachet. It basically, loads of vitamin C tablets come in like capsules, powders, but they're kind of not processed or absorbed efficiently by your body. So the way that this does, it basically has got like cutting edge technology, and it goes basically maximum absorption by your body, by your cells. And that's obviously where your good health begins. Vitamin C is absolutely key for so many different reasons, but this one, it's a really, really high dose of it. It's currently on sale. You can buy it online. It's like, I think where do I get mine? Revital. If you go to revital.co.uk, £37 at the moment, but it's 30 sachets in there. So it will last you the whole month. It is a bit of an investment, but I've noticed my energy levels have been so much better since I've started taking it.
Yeah. Also, go back and listen to our podcast that we did on supplements. We were working with a brand called Indie at the time. And they do kind of really explain the difference in, you know, supplements you might pick up in the supermarket in comparison to in a specialist shop. Have a little listen.
Oh, can you answer this one?
Yeah, go.
George, where do you see yourself in 5 years' time?
Oh my gosh.
What a question.
Really,
I love it.
Put me on the spot. Hang on, 5 years' time.
How old will you be? Will you even be 40 by then?
No. I'll be 38.
Fuck off. Actually, fuck off.
Well, career-wise, I feel like I definitely would love to still be doing the podcast and maybe a little bit more together in that capacity. Like, you know, whether we're hosting more events or we're hosting something, I would love to be doing
that. Me and George want to do telly together. Me and George want to do, like, Be Your Parenting Experts, like segments on This Morning. We want to be doing like the parenting show basically together.
Yeah. And this is weird because if you'd have asked me 5 years ago, I would never have said that. So there. And then we've also got a business venture, which we are really excited about and trying to get off the ground. And we are speaking to investors and stuff at the moment. And we absolutely cannot wait to come out with that. So I would love that to be like absolutely, smashing it. Yeah. And then personally, I hope we've moved into our more forever home, which we're thinking about at the moment. And that's pretty much it. How about you?
Such a good question. Mm. I would like to have finished, 100% have finished our home by then, because I'm currently rolling up towels and putting them around the various doors in the house because there's so many gaps.
House windows.
Mate, we've ordered the windows. They're coming on the 28th of January, but they have literally hemorrhaged us. So
they're so expensive, aren't they?
Don't want to think about it. So want to finish the house. We've got some really exciting plans with it. We had a really great meeting with Ali Ahern, who's an interior designer, yesterday, and she's just absolutely amazing. I worked with her on another project 2 years ago. So that's cool. And actually, maybe we might have sold it and moved on. Me and Dozer have a really like exciting plan that we would like to buy somewhere in Ibiza.
I can see you doing that.
Not for full time, obviously, because the kids will be here, but to have somewhere that we can go to. I feel really creative. I feel really free there, as you know. And Dozer, you know, we'll be able to do the podcast. I'll be back and forth. I just think that would be something that I've always wanted to do. I never got to go to LA because my dad died. And that was like a big thing in my life that I wanted to go and live somewhere else.
Yeah.
So maybe this one is a bit more manageable. So that's exciting.
That
George said on the career front is absolutely bang on. Although I will just say that our business will be smashing it by then and we can't wait to share it with you soon. And then on my own personal front career-wise, I just miss doing telly. I want to do more brilliant telly in the style of like Stacey Dooley, Louis Theroux type immersion documentaries and investigative journalism stuff. So yeah, fingers crossed. Watch this space.
Be interesting to revisit that in 5 years, won't it? Actually, Lauren's also said, is G's house still up for sale? Where are you hoping to move to? Yes, it is still up for sale. We didn't have anywhere to go to, but we kind of do now. So we really do want to sell it now. And we're just staying in the same area, but we got some friends who have got kids who are sort of about to start secondary school. And I think when we're talking to them, our priorities have kind of changed a little bit now. And we're kind of looking for a house that we would have teenagers in. I guess, it's just different. Like at the moment, we're really close to like lots of green space and stuff, which is lovely. But now I'm sort of like, actually, that's not the most important thing if I've got teenagers.
So do you think you'd go more into town?
Not like we'd stay in Brentwood, but I was sort of disregarding houses that were closer to the high street. And now I'm not, because I'm thinking, well, actually, when Axel's 13 and wants to go to Nando's with his mates, being 5 minutes away and he can walk is so much better than me being a taxi service. But everyone's got different views on it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's, for me, that's important. I don't want to be a taxi service.
No.
So that's the sort of place we're hoping to move to.
Love that. I've got this one here. Zoe, how did you know that you were entering into perimenopause? Love the podcast. I mean, various reasons, various symptoms, things that were going on with me. But in short, Moods was a big one. The mood swings and the rage were pretty horrendous. Then I had all the sort of night sweats and headaches, brain fog. I remember it, one particular day was when I was with George. I think that's the first time you really saw it. Do you remember where we went for that breakfast with, was it with Next or was it with one of the big like fashion brands? And we were sitting
at the
there.
Albright.
I basically had like, it felt like I was having a TIA at the table. I couldn't get my words out. I started sweating. I got really confused and really muddled. Do you remember how scary that was?
Yes, I do remember.
Oh God.
Yeah.
And
I
was like, oh, this is great. They think I'm absolutely mad. But yeah, that side of it's been really tough for me. But I mean, if you think you've got any sort of inkling that something is going on with you hormonally, just go to your doctor. They're so much more, I think due to all these amazing conversations that we're having, they're so much more used to hearing it from women than they're saying, do you know what? I need a full screening of my bloods. And just don't be frightened to say that you want that. Yeah. Again, they might come back inconclusive because obviously estrogen, progesterone, they're all doing different things at different times of the month. It will be on your symptoms and you know your body. So I would recommend if you can, seeing a specialist, going to your GP and just kind of really hammering on the door. Because I feel great now. The patches are amazing.
That's good. And that's taken you a while, hasn't it, to get to the right kind of form of HRT?
Yep.
And that's the other thing as well. Just don't rule things out if the first thing doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because there will be something for you.
100%. Should we just do one more?
Let's just do one more. This isn't a question actually, but I'll read it out anyway. Not a question, but these are my fave episodes because it's like hanging out with you girls for coffee. Love that. We like doing these as well, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We love it. Let's finish on this one. What's the hardest thing about being a mum, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, George?
Physically, I actually feel like I don't sit down other than when I'm working. Emotionally, well, I guess there's two. I think it's mentally and emotionally. So mentally, I think the fact that I can never, ever, ever switch off because there's always something in my head that I need to be doing or be thinking about. Emotionally, when you think about the job that you've taken on when you become a parent and you really think about it, it's huge and quite overwhelming. Mm-hmm. So that if I really let myself really think about raising two humans and bringing two humans into the world, that it feels like a lot emotionally.
Yeah.
Spiritually, I don't know if I'm that spiritual. So I'm not really sure how to answer that.
I think you've become more of a spiritual being since you've had your kids.
What is the, like, listen, what does that mean? Just tell me what
you're
it
so
means.
Much more you're intuitive, you have a deeper, you're a real empath, you're very calming, you're very present. I think being a mum is you do it really well, George, and you're such a great friend. Georgia is the best friend. Like, she's always, you're always checking in. You always really give great advice. You know, so I'll ring her up and be like, oh, this has happened. She'll be like, Zoe, it's completely out of your control. Like, it's not your fault. Just relax. And I'll be like, oh yeah, maybe that's a good way of looking at it. So I think spiritually you're quite in tune with things now since being
is
a
mum. Is that what spiritually is? Is that what that means?
I like to think it is.
You answer the question.
So for me, physically, it's, George has said it. I feel like I never stop and I am on burnout. I'm really tired. Just day to day, just like feel great. But then it's like 12 hours, isn't it? Of just go. So by the end of the day, me and Dossa, we just fall asleep. Like last night, 8:30, we fell asleep on the sofa. We woke up at like 10:30, like, shit, let's go to bed. We're knackered. I think emotionally, I think that sometimes when I wake in the night and I'm staring at the ceiling, I am frightened that doesn't matter what I do, there's a chance I'm going to fuck them up. And that is something that will always worry me because I'm so acutely aware of the relationship that I have with my children. I don't want to mess them up for the future. So that's from experience, you know, like we just don't know. Doesn't matter what doesn't matter, you know, how kind of hard we work at it, we might make a big mistake and that might impact them for the rest of their lives. So I do worry about that. I think spiritually, the hardest thing has been not putting myself first. So I feel like I've done, even though I've done the best thing in the world, for me, sometimes it's been the hardest. So I'm really tapping back into, you know, my spiritual side, because I am like, even just doing my yoga and, you know, being more present day to day, not getting caught up in all these WhatsApp groups and things that I haven't done. I'm just trying to be present now going forward.
I love that.
Yeah. Oh, George, I miss you. I wish we were together.
Then
I
give you a big cuddle. Good one to end on, I think.
I think too.
But we're going to do products, aren't we? And I think because it's the 2nd of December, should we kind of chat about things that we've been buying for Christmas, like Christmas gifting ideas?
Dozza is going to absolutely lose his shit when he sees what I've got him for Christmas. It's called, drum roll please, a dry... a dry robe.
Oh yeah, we've got them. We've got the regatta version.
Oh right.
All of us have one.
Because he's into cold water therapy, and he goes out into the, you know, he does it out in the pool. I mean, it's absolutely freezing cold. And then he comes just back in his pants. And I'm like, where the fuck is your robe? And now I've gotten this dry robe, which I got online from dryrobe.com.
Yeah, they are absolutely.
Are
we had them, but we haven't, obviously they're not dry robes, they're called changing robes. But we've all got them. We had them when we went camping in
summer.
Oh my God, we keep them in the boo, and I don't actually go and watch Axel play football, but James basically hands them out to people who are watching the football, and all the mums message me like, oh my God, that jacket is amazing.
Oh, brilliant. Okay,
so,
great.
Yeah, they, even if you're not a wild swimmer or a cold water swimmer or whatever, then yeah, they are so
they're really
good.
Great. Just for watching football on a wet weekend.
Yeah, just anything. They're really great. So this is a gift idea, actually, just for, you know, when you don't know what to buy someone's child, and you don't want to just buy them plastic rubbish.
Yeah.
I came across this website called Wonderbly.
I was literally, that was going to be my product. Wonderbly. You can get a personalised kids book.
Yeah,
they are
it's
amazing.
It's a personalised kids book, and it's like, where's Wally? But it'll be like, where are you, Axel Dayton? And you personalise like what they look like, the character in the book, and then, you know, you find them like, where's Wally? That kind of thing. It's just so lovely. I think about 3 years ago, Axel got a football one, and it was all about a story about Axel Dayton playing for Liverpool or something.
Oh.
And he loves it. He absolutely loves it. And I think it's such a lovely gift. Like,
yeah.
A personalised book is just, yeah, gorgeous.
So I'm going to go from personalised books to my favourite game to play with the kids of all time, and it's Guess Who. And I played it when we were kids. It's $17.99 from John Lewis. I'm sure you can shop around. You might even be able to get it like secondhand, a pre-loved one maybe from eBay. But it's just a game. We play it at least once a day.
Yeah.
Two or three games of it. Absolutely love it. Luna still doesn't quite get it. She's like, is your person a boy? And I go, yeah. And she goes, now what do I do? Okay, right. Put down all the girls. So we're getting there, and it's a great game as well, because it gets them thinking about questions, you know, to actually the art of asking a question. Lots of kids don't know how to do it, so I'm more for it.
I really like it. This is another gift. Well, it doesn't have to be for kids. It can be for whoever, really. But I think a magazine subscription is such a nice gift to get someone. Yeah, I subscribed my mum to Woman in Home magazine last year. I've just renewed it. It's lovely. She subscribes me to Red magazine. I got Axel a Match of the Day magazine subscription. It comes every 2 weeks. It feels like a real treat. I think it comes every other Friday. That's a really lovely gift, because it just continues throughout the year. And there are some amazing deals on as well.
Amazing.
So I think it's a really good gift idea.
Love that. Another gift idea, if you're buying for a friend, sister, cousin, you know, anyone that's into using makeup, Charlotte Tilbury have just come out with a new limited edition Dreamy Superstar Glow Kit. So it's got a mini beauty light wand set, and it's got the pink gasm shades, which I use on. It's just amazing for cheekbone and giving you the glow. And I think it's currently, I want to say it's £24. So yeah, it's a nice little gift idea.
Yeah, really nice. We are going to continue posting Christmas gift ideas on Instagram as well. So do check those out.
But also, just to say, please don't be overwhelmed by it. If you don't want to see it, just swipe forwards, because we understand that things cost a lot at this time of year. Don't feel the pressure to buy. And like we said a couple of weeks ago, you know what? If you just have those conversations, we had one with my sister yesterday, and she was like, are we doing each other's presents? And I was like, I don't want anything. She was like, me neither. So
yeah, exactly. I've said it to James, actually. I've said his birthday's on the 12th of December as well. So it's like double whammy.
So
I'm not getting. I'm not getting you anything. You can forget it.
Thank you so much for sending in today's questions. What a brilliant, brilliant Q&A we loved today. And as always, if you can rate, review, subscribe, and give the podcast a little follow, that would be amazing.
Yeah, and we are going to be recording some Q&As in the lead up to Christmas. So if you've got any you'd like us to cover that you think might be useful in that period, then please let us know. Drop us a message on Instagram. We're at Made by Mummers, and we'll be back on Tuesday. Made by Mummers is an Insanity podcast production, and today's episode was produced by the lovely Charlotte Mason.
Insanity Group.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.